everyone, to our episode here at Here Be Dragons. This is the podcast that explores the whole map of who we are, even the uncharted territory. So first of all, with me as always is Claire. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. Claire Paletti, CEO, Chief Empowerment Officer, and founder of The Dragonhood. So thrilled to be here today with my dearest friend, Rachel, who can introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Rachel. And I am head of Fire Breathing, which is social media and content strategy. And I'm all about engaging you all of you listeners, and what we have to offer you here at The Dragonhood. Before we get started into today's episode, which we're very excited to chat with you about, we just want to send a quick reminder out that we are two cishet white women speaking from our experience and through our lens of the world. But we would love to hear everyone else's viewpoints, experiences, opinions in the comments or messages to us at askthedragons@dragonhood.world. So today, what are we talking about? Today, we are talking about the power of and. So this concept might be new to a lot of you, but the and is how much you can change your perspective when you open yourself up to the idea of and that when we hold the space for the and in life, we allow ourselves to move through the world in a different way and to engage differently in a truly complex and complicated world. So Claire, now that we've given the introduction to this topic, what are we talking about when we say that we want to hold space for and? What does and represent?
Yeah. And I was like compelled. I want to spell it for everybody too, like literally A-N-D, ampersand, and. And, you know, when we're thinking about this, it's really about, as you said, freeing ourselves up to imagine a world where two things could be true at once, right? There's so much complexity in our day-to-day lives, in the feelings we hold, all those things. So when you frame things up as an and, it is so powerful, right? It expands the possibilities of what could be. This concept is not new, right? It was introduced by Jim Collins in his book, Built to Last. And the actual quote is, and I'm going to read it so I do it right, the genius of the and versus the tyranny of the or. And I think that's such a great comparative. So when we look at life through the lens of sort of either or, we have to forfeit one for the other. So I might say, I am so busy. That's just it. There's no and. I'm so busy. Or you might have to choose between, like, and when I say that in terms of like choosing between being fulfilled and being busy. So it's an or, but I can choose to have an and. I am so busy and I am so fulfilled. So like you can really choose to create duality in your life in a way that's super meaningful. And that's an example that I go to a lot. Collins describes it this way, and I just want to read it to do him justice as conceptually, right? So as we said, it was developed in the book Built to Last. So builders of greatness reject the tyranny of the or and embrace the genius of the and. They embrace both extremes across a number of dimensions and at the same time. Purpose and profit, continuity and change, freedom and responsibility. And he goes on with more lists. So I think that's a really great sort of example. And we'll put the link in to Jim Collins's website, and certainly a link to the book if that's of interest. Came out some time ago, but it's such a great concept.
Yeah. And that's when you first introduced this idea to me, I thought that was so interesting when you were saying how he's talking about embracing the extremes on either end and how we can possibly encompass both of those ends of the extreme. I think that's such a fascinating concept, and one that I think we often think isn't possible for ourselves. So what are some more practical examples for the listeners of things that you've noticed in your own life where you've seen maybe some of those extremes, or maybe not even extremes, but some sort of duality has expressed itself to you?
I think we all feel this like at any given point during any day, right? Like we have moments of joy, moments of maybe boredom or middle nothingness, or, you know, if we're lucky, and then, you know, certainly moments of frustration or challenge. So when you look back at a day, it's easy to see the and, right? There was many things that happened throughout the day, but we often come back at the end of the day and assess it and go, it was a good day or it was a bad day. Mm-hmm. There's no in between, right? And the and enables us to say, again, hold two concepts, hold two feelings, hold two truths at any given time, right? And maybe even more than that, but we'll stick to two for now. But like I said earlier, I think about things like, you know, we're working on this amazing project, the Dragonhood. We're spending all of our free time, you know, on it. So we're really, really busy, and it's overwhelming at times, and it's the most energizing thing I've ever worked on, and I love every minute of it. So again, it's, you know, I could choose to be the or, where I'm saying, you know, I'm giving something up to do this. But when you mm-hmm. look at it in the terms of and, you don't forfeit, right? You sort of, you get to have both. And I think, you know, this isn't, sort of want to look like toxic positivity. It's to help hold both things.
Oh, I think that's a really powerful distinction. The toxic positivity thing made me think of that what you're doing is you're granting yourself this capacity and this ability to recognize something that you're already doing. You know, it's a mindset change. It's not making yourself take on more. It's just thinking about what you're already doing in a different way, which I think is very important.
Yeah, and we talk about this a lot in the Dragonhood in the terms of like the power of the reframe. Like, what can you control? What can we acknowledge that's true about ourselves? And more than one thing is true at any given time. And I think, you know, Rachel, I was curious about your experience. Like, you're a mom, you have a young toddler, like, and you have a partner and a household and extended family, and you're working on this project and all this great work. Like, there must be a lot of ands in the day-to-day life, right, that you experience.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And when we were talking about this to begin with, it was very helpful for me already to start to think with the reframe in mind about, especially in terms of parenthood and work or parenthood and family, that absolutely there's so much and in that realm, and we could be here for days, but I'll just give a few examples. You know, you can be exhausted or drained, you know, especially, you know, if you're dealing with newborn and the early years, it feels like sometimes when you're just trying to figure things out. But you can, the and is that you can be completely fulfilled with that role and have all this joy, you know, at the same time that you are exhausted and you're working so hard. You can be, you know, frustrated and even overwhelmed again with this new role and excited for whatever milestone you're in the middle of, or the anticipation of what your child is gonna like delight you with. I think those have been some of the surprising ands for me in particular, because from my experience parenting, for me it's been this whole journey that's filled with ands. And I know that's what I've said already. It can seem like I'm saying like one thing is negative and one thing is positive, but that's not really always how it is. You know, while I have this constant new thing I'm thinking about all the time, that is new, but it's paired with the and of joy and amusement and being challenged and just, that's a lot of ands. I've gone beyond the two, but it is a lot of things. And, you know, I started to think about the people who are listening to this podcast. And if you're a parent, I think that a big and particularly for women, is having a successful, driven career and somehow being this present, content parent, to your child or children, spending long hours at work because that work fulfills you, and embracing some sort of childcare, you know, scenario that works for your family. It's a balance, but recognizing that you're doing both, and it's not sacrificing one for the other. It's both. And I do feel like particularly women feel that pull of the perfect motherhood and the perfect driven, ambitious career person as well. And you know, that perfection doesn't exist, you know, that I feel like that's impossible. But if you can embrace the and of parenting that you're able to, and something that works for you and your family system, and the fulfilling aspects of your career, like that's the most important thing. And like we've already established this before, but you know, what we're saying is you're not adding more to your plate. You're recognizing the work that you're already doing.
That's right.
So especially when it comes to parenthood and careers, you know, that's a big thing to recognize. And to, I feel like you need to be proud of yourself for the and that you're capable of doing and keeping that human alive.
That's right. And when you zoom out and look at all that you are juggling, like that's the part of that view. It's acknowledging all the things you're doing and all the things that we're, you know, you're feeling in any given moment or throughout a collection of days or a period of time. Like it's really about mm-hmm. enabling yourself to be many things. I think, you know, one of the quotes, you know, when you think about the quote, I contain multitudes, like we hear that a lot and it's something we sort of reach for. Like that is what this is. This is mm-hmm. like, we are these beautiful, complex, wonderful thinking, feeling, sentient beings. And, you know, to put a finite, I feel X or I am this, you know, it's, I am this and I feel like this and I define myself this way right in this moment. And I think about this all the time. Right. So it's sort of really acknowledging that.
And I, one thing that I was conscious of trying to do at the very beginning, when I started this parenthood journey too, just for one more second to get on that and then we'll move on, was that when people would ask, how are you doing to parents? I found that so often the answer was phrased by what their kids were doing and not what they were doing anymore. And so I've tried to be very conscious that yes, I will include something about my kid because he is the delight of my life, but also something that's very much about me and what I'm working on in my personal life. So I found that something very important for me to work on and to make sure that I am not losing myself and I'm keeping that and in perspective. So
that's really great. I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was having this, it was somebody asking me how I was doing that really crystallized that concept for me. And I distinctly remember, you know, it was probably a while ago, we were starting up the Dragonhood and working through some of these things. And, you know, I was traveling a lot and, you know, just working through all this stuff. And somebody's like, oh, how are you doing? And I was like, wow, I am so busy. I'm not even sure what city I'm in. And I felt in my soul, like, and I am so happy and fulfilled to be working on this stuff, right? To be having this privilege to do this work. So it sort of organically bubbled up for me. I can also say a very dear friend and a conscious living coach, Donna McLean, founder of Agents of Way, and we'll put the link in. She's an amazing coach in her own right. She's a wonderful human being, had a similar experience like around the same time. Like somebody asked her how she was doing, you know, and she sort of was like, you know, great and not great. Like, so the end is like, she phrased it to me when I shared my epiphany, she phrased it to me as like bothness. She talks a lot about this concept of bothness. And, you know, I would love to have her on so we can do her justice on her, this concept that I want to give her full credit for. But as we're thinking about this, that the idea of two things can be true, the bothness, right? Embracing, you know, embracing that.
Yeah, that's a fascinating concept. I hope that we can have her on and dive into that a little bit more. And you know, Claire, you mentioned too, as you've been studying this, that you've been reading into how bothness or two things being true, how that plays into this complicated, wild world that we live in. So tell us a bit more about that and what you've discovered as you looked into this concept a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like, it's so interesting, right? Like we live in this 24-hour news cycle, like, you know, we're consuming media all the time, whether we're on social media with friends and family or news or, you know, geopolitics, like whatever the things are that we're all sort of, you know, being received all day long. It's can at times, and I, you know, even the examples you were giving around parenthood, or we've talked a lot about challenges in the workplace, like when things are hard or something is weighing on you, the opportunity to embrace the and enables us to find joy or positive things throughout, you know, what could be a challenging time. And there's a couple of there's an author who has a couple of books, but Karen Walrond is the author of The Lightmaker's Manifesto, How to Work for Change Without Losing Your Joy. And this is specific to folks that are, you know, wanting to be activists or change agents. I found it to be such a great read. She was actually on Brené Brown's podcast. Let's just manifest having a hangout with Karen and Brené right now. but so she was on Brené Brown's podcast talking about this, and it came to me, you know, I stumbled upon this during during the pandemic, right? When we were holding this really scary thing and trying to find joy in our lives. And like the reconciliation of the and, when you feel guilty when people are sick and there's you know, it's a terrible things happening, and you feel guilty about finding joy or having a funny moment with your kiddo, or, you know, watching a movie with your partner, like whatever that, you know, little moment of joy is. And the importance of that and her approach is just so, again, inspiring. She actually has a lot of workbook sort of work activities that you can do in the Lightmaker's Manifesto, including writing your manifesto, going through a series of questions. So it's a really great exercise for anybody listening who finds themselves in a space where you're like, you know, trying to want a little bit of a guided pathway out of that. It's a great read. And she has some really great, I would say, like activities in it that she really brought from her experience doing that. She was an attorney and a lawyer, and she moved out of corporate law into sort of really being a full-time activist and photographer and speaker. And, you know, this book came forward out of that. So a lot of ands that you can aspire to.
Oh, I was just going to say, and we'll include, of course, links to that and to her other work as well, that you were just saying you had just started looking into as well, right?
Yeah, she has another great book that I've just started. It's called The Radiant Rebellion, Reclaim Aging, Practice Joy, and Raise a Little Hell, which is like the best title. And I think for, I'm very excited to do a podcast, maybe. Yes. We start on not just her book, but that concept of aging and, you know, as women and among other things. So I'm excited about that one for future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I saw that title, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I love it so much. So look for those links in the show notes as well.
Yeah. There's, if I can get like a little, you know, we started touching on it, right? Like the heaviness. A friend of mine, named Pete, he's a really dear friend. We have the best sort of like free form conversations about like what we're reading or what's inspiring us right now. He sent this poem, that he found, on the blog Words for the Year. It was actually posted in 2016, in February of 2016. And it's called A Brief for the Defense by Jack Gilbert. So it's, it was so interesting because I think the aspect I want to bring to this portion of the conversation is like being highly sensitive people or people that have a lot of big feelings and moving through this world that we find ourselves, modern world, can be challenging. So this poem, it's quite lengthy and we're not going to read the whole thing. It's just remarkable. So Jack Gilbert somehow manages to capture, you know, we were sort of talking about what I would call like the day-to-day challenges, but like when you're in a space where you're dealing with, you know, just like something way more serious, like life and death, or, you know, there's always something going on in the world that is really hard to hold space for and navigate our day-to-day lives. We're so fortunate to be in that position, but we often, you know, I find myself thinking that way too, right? My partner is a highly sensitive person, and often is like, ugh, like the weight of the world, right? Like just sort of taking that in. So this is an excerpt from A Brief for the Defense by Jack Gilbert, and I just love it so much. If we deny our happiness, resist our satisfaction, we lessen the importance of their deprivation. We must risk delight. We can do without pleasure, but not delight, not enjoyment. We must have the stubbornness to accept our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world. I mean, the turn of phrase is like, it's just so powerful and such a mandate. Mm-hmm. We must find our gladness in the ruthless furnace of this world.
Yeah, that's, I feel like that's a capital C big concept and a challenge too. something very important for us all to think about, is not to lose the sight of the delights of the everyday, even when you feel so deeply about the world, when you feel like the world needs large, sweeping, drastic changes, but to still feel like you can delight in some of the smaller things. I feel like this comes up for a lot of us, especially when we have, you know, obviously something big happening maybe in the political world, or we have friends who are suffering in some way when things like deaths happen, and you feel those and you take those in so deeply, and you start to feel like, well, the things in my little world don't matter, you know, it because you're comparing those different crises and different levels of suffering. And, you know, we can't really do that comparison game. Everyone's suffering is valid and different, and still so important to find that joy and delight. I'm going to be thinking about that quote for a while.
It's such an interesting way you phrase that too, Rachel. I really love that. Like the comparator externally. So it's not just internally, but to sort of someone standing next to you, right? Like your joy in any given moment does not diminish or devalue their pain or their suffering. And in fact, it enables you to be a better friend or listener or whatever, right? So that's like such a lovely, the and can go beyond our, that's like an existential and, right? Like beyond our person.
I like that. We have levels now. Now we have also existential and. That's fantastic. Well, Claire, I know that you wanted to, you know, we've talked about some pretty deep and heavy concepts, but I know you also wanted to talk about something that as two Broadway babies, we love to turn things to a favorite musical. So I'll let you talk about that one, Claire.
Yeah, I think this is another quote that, I'll say a little background. So years ago, someone asked me, you know, we were doing a get to know people at work, right? So everybody got a PowerPoint deck that we had to fill out, of course, because how else would we communicate but through PowerPoint? And there was a space for your favorite quote. This is like way back in probably 2013, 2014. So I had just been, you know, within the last, you know, little bit to see Kinky Boots on Broadway. I got to see the illustrious Billy Porter twice, actually. It was like incredible. We should absolutely do another podcast just on our favorite Broadway shows.
Definitely.
For everybody. That's a whole different audience. But there's a song in Kinky Boots. The character Lola, who Billy originated, as we said, does this amazing closing number with the entire cast called Raise You Up / Just Be. And it gives the secret to success, right? That's sort of like, there's a whole, no spoilers, there's this whole plot line about how to, you know, they want to have this successful business. And in the course of doing this song, Lola gives us the secret, you know, the secret to success. And what I love about it, including the fact that Billy's character Lola presents as masculine gender expression, does stunning drag performances, and in the spirit and power of and, you know, the entire cast embraced this, you know, all the characters in the show embraced this in the end of this amazing number. But the answer or the quote that is so important to me, it's a laundry list of six. I'm gonna start with number six, and it's, you change the world when you change your mind. And that is the biggest, that's what we were talking about when we reframe. Like, you literally, when you think about something differently, you can change the world around you and how you interact with it. And it's just so, so powerful. And I will read all six. So Lola says, what y'all do in 12, we do in six. So, which I thought was funny anyway, but one, pursue the truth. Two, learn something new. Three, accept yourself and you'll accept others too. Four, let love shine. Five, let pride be your guide. Six, you change the world when you change your mind, which I just love all of that. And I don't, you know, I feel like it resonates so much for us when we think about our dragonhood values and what we're trying to do. Like, it's just a lovely sort of synergy there.
Oh, I love that so much. That's fantastic. Stay tuned on our social media to see some of these quotes showing up on our Insta stories. You will see that, I'm sure, at some point. But no, that's so fantastic. And as a side note, I can't believe you got to see Billy Porter twice. That's incredible.
I mean, amazing. Yeah, I cannot complain about that.
No, that's fantastic. Change the world when you change your mind. So I think that is a great segue into our final action item. So we always end these episodes with some sort of thought or action concept for you listeners at home to take further, to help you explore further some of these ideas, so that until our next episode, you can be doing some work, a little bit of work on yourself. And, you know, we've done some things in the past, like thinking about what's holding you back from your next perceived transition in your career. But now, since we're talking about ands, the action item this time is there something that is currently an or that could be an and for you? So I think that's really fascinating. Claire, do you want to share maybe one that you're interested in working on?
Yeah, I think, and I will, you know, like, we'll all be accountability partners in this. Like, an and for me that's really important is taking care of myself, that I can be I usually contain that in an or. So I will, like, oh gosh, I could work extra on this, you know, important presentation that I have, or I could go for a swim, which is, like, if anybody knows me, that's like my favorite mental health workout thing. So, like, the idea of the tyranny of or, thank you, Jim Collins, of that or is that I'm choosing, gosh, I can only do, you know, it's an or situation. So the idea of being like, oh, I can be good at my job, or I can prioritize my well-being. So mm-hmm. The one that I've been working a lot on is the and of that. I can be productive and a good partner and, you know, a good teammate and all those things, and I can take care of myself. Whether it's a little thing or a big thing, you know, I can find that space. So that's my or to and. How about you?
I love that. I love that. I love that focus too on your health and well-being. I think that's so important. And I urge everyone listening to also make that a priority, to take care of yourself. But for me, I also have the tendency to think of myself as, well, I think of myself as being full of all the ors. I think that I get disappointed in myself sometimes when on a single day I can't fulfill every single role that I value. So I was thinking about how sometimes I feel like on a random day I'm either a supportive friend or a fully present mother or this hardworking employee, or I'm taking care of myself and needing rest. So my action item is to reframe and to think about how I'm actually accomplishing all of those things simultaneously, even if I'm not actively doing all of those things. They're still happening because they're all things that I invest in and that I develop. So just because today I spent time focusing on X situation doesn't mean that I'm neglecting all the things in Y situation. So I think that's an important thing to stop telling myself I'm not succeeding at something just because today I focused on one aspect of myself. So that's the and that I want to take with me, is that I am fulfilling all those roles and I am this and this and this.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Well, as always, we like to end these episodes, first of all, by thanking all of you for listening. And we value so much your opinions and would love to hear what you're working on. What are some of those ands that you're embracing? What have you changed from an or to an and? So definitely send us those comments. We look forward to reading those and maybe commenting on those in a future episode. So ask the dragons at dragonhood.world. We'd love to hear from you. And then our final closing, as always, we like to have Claire leave us with the Dragonhood mantra.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think let's, like, really invite everybody to just, like, take a breath today as you're listening to this. Like, take a deep breath and just blow out and just really just find 2 seconds to be centered. So we want everyone to feel this. So as always, be authentic. Be curious, be accepting, take up space and awaken your inner dragon.
You read my mind, Claire. And thank you all for listening. And we look forward to having you join us for the next episode. Take care.